show up. Well, if she wants to take the diagnostics before Sunday, she'll show up with the payment. They don't like my questions. I can tell when they don't like my questions.
How are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Well, yes, how are you?
Oh, well, you know, I want to get the information straight.
Okay.
Information is you show up Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the check. And you just give me the check.
And you just go to class?
You just go to class. Now, you missed one class. It's a 2-hour thing. You can make that up. The sooner you make it up, the better, but you don't have to do that by Sunday. It's still, it's not as if one depends on the other. Yeah. The other thing you need to do is a diagnostic test, which is both math and verbal. And you should do that at any time, but you should also plan on doing that soon.
I'm going to go Thursday.
What?
I'm going to go Thursday.
All right, then you'll have to register Thursday. I'll give you a check Thursday. You'll go there Thursday and do it. It takes 2 hours, and I'll send you the results.
Who's
going to pick me up? Well, how are
you going to get there? I can go at 5, but I'm
going to come back to the doctor. So call up and I'll pick you up.
Thursday?
What time do you have to be?
Well, let's say I leave after from school, right? Around 2:30?
Yeah, you'll call up and
I'll be finished by 4:30.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
300.
And you're like, if it's not convenient for you that day, or maybe I'll go with one of my friends, and then I can come back with another person.
Why do they resent so much when you ask questions? I don't understand.
Because they don't want questions. They want either you're going to do it or you're not.
Well, I am doing it, but I want to know. There are a few little wrinkles here. I don't understand these
things. Put this on the coffee table. Listen.
Can I help?
No. Sit down, please. My guest.
Yeah, let me take this. So listen, should I get a haircut for this occasion?
Yeah,
yes,
you
should. I was going to get a beard cut, but
That must be really cute.
That kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
You never know, somebody may want it. That's true. Don't look in the crackers.
What? Why can't I help you do that?
Don't look. It's gross. See, you didn't even notice I took the wallpaper off the wall that I had here.
Quite honestly, I didn't notice.
You see that? For 7 years, I have one from there to here, wallpaper, and nothing else. And nobody even noticed it. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Easter vacation?
I don't think so.
Oh, so you'll be here maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
You watch it every year?
Yeah, I always feel like I have to go over there. I mean, if the run is to the effort of running, I should go and watch
it. It's like last year they had a huge race that went up Skiro Drive and like around the river.
Well, that's
and I thought it was in the fall, and I thought I was sure it was the marathon.
That's the Bonnie Bell. Well, it used to be called the Bonnie Bell. Yeah. It's called the Bonnie Bell. We had a student once in it.
Really?
That's what I keep on here. Section grade. We ran it.
Second K. Did her parents make her train?
I remember she was so cute. She said they interviewed her because that year she was the youngest runner. So they interviewed her and she said that she had just started a Colby Lane. She was going to have to give up some of her running training because she was concentrating on French. She's a cute and a nice kid. Really nice. From a mixed marriage. But a really nice bride. Mm-hmm. One year, the last year we were in Cambridge, we had a fifth grade class. And anybody would have thought they were at least seventh graders.
Really?
First of all, they were very physically mature.
But they were
just that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
You never would have believed they were only in the fifth grade.
Wow. Carolyn.
Her notes are incredible, yes.
He said okay, and I said okay, and we said okay.
Whoopi Goldberg.
You ever see it?
Oh, Whoopi
Goldberg.
Yeah, she's great. Actually,
we got
I saw
tape.
Her. Do you?
Yeah.
I have.
Taped
I saw
it
her
in an hour. Was this on HBO? You saw
it? No, I saw her in New York, and I was in New York
what?
Last year. She did a one-woman.
It's the same thing? Junkie, character on the beach, a Jamaican.
Yeah,
Valley Girl.
She's a Valley Girl? Right.
So where I am. And
it was funny because I didn't know who she was. And I went to that Ticketron thing.
You gone?
I went to the Ticketron thing to see something else. And they were sold out for that. And I saw the name.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
about you do this thing, the junkie, you see him do this thing on Anne Frank?
Alright, I want to make an announcement.
I don't think so.
We have one dredge.
Wow. Dad, I started taping it.
What? The dudes? Okay.
So are you? You're your basketball star now.
Star.
Where'd you guys play?
Yeah, it's like 2 points, it's like a field goal.
So now your record is
1,000, right?
That's right.
One shot, you got it in. That's it. Very good. Oh, she did this thing on Anne Frank, and...
It wasn't on, it just was a little...
Well, no, it was really the central theme of that thing with the junk, and... You remember, you saw that?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
Direct from Broadway, that's it, it was on HBO.
What did you...
Oh, you were there? You saw it?
I may not have been there, Dina.
No, it's another one of those conversations where everyone's talking about something else.
Well, what did you think of it? Do you remember what you thought of it? She's this junkie using all this foul language, but also telling funny stuff, you know, people laughing, and then she visits Anne Frank, the Anne Frank house in Amsterdam. And the whole context of it, I mean, to talk about it, something like that in the context of her performance, you know, I was ready to say, oh my God, you know, forget it, I don't want to watch this. But she does it. I mean, she really pulls it off. She discusses, how do you discuss Anne Frank in a humorous context, in a comedy?
But it wasn't humorous. I don't think she was trying to be humorous.
No, it's humor really in the best sense.
On all her things, she has like a moral for all of them.
What was the moral of it?
Her image that she should appreciate her things.
That anybody could...
What?
Oops. That her everyday problems are much worse than, you know.
Yeah.
And then the thing with the Valley Girl.
I think she's genius. I think she's...
Oh, did you see the comic book?
I haven't seen it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you read the book?
The book was much better.
I thought that it was...
I don't read books.
You haven't read books, you haven't read books.
I don't read books.
When was the last time you read a book that wasn't on your own will? It wasn't about war, history, or anything like that.
Hey, give me some onions. Okay?
It's okay. And then, anytime...
I wonder why she has a name Goldberg.
I think she tried a made-up name.
I think she did it because people would expect one thing, and then she turns out to make it even funnier.
Is that a real name?
I would never have gone to see her if it had been Janet Smith.
What about Whoopi?
No, Whoopi. Your kid.
I once had a kid in Brooklyn, his name was Deend. D-E-E-N-D. Mother probably said, this kid at the end, you're not going to have any more because they went down. He was in Brooklyn.
It's retarded. The mold made after the ocean.
What? You had this on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a whole album.
Mm-hmm. What? You had these for your whole family. This is a new toy this year.
Right.
We have all the...
You don't have movies films anymore.
Did you see that?
We saw Ron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was...
We're going to go tomorrow night to see Woody Allen.
You saw it?
We went to see Broadway and Danny Rose. We were the only ones laughing. Just at the thing that I know. You see, you can appreciate it. I didn't know.
Yeah. After we from New York, we grew up in Brooklyn. We fully appreciate Woody Allen. And like all the kids I went to school with.
Yeah, just like everybody we know. Broadway, Danny Rose, oh, I don't know.
That's
Andy Hall is so funny.
Mm-hmm. One after that.
Andy Hall? Like when he goes back into time and he sees his class and he sees this girl, she says, I'm in the leather.
Right.
That's the funniest part.
How do you think that's funny? How do you know?
Because it's so funny.
Well, it has this
looks like the Brady Bunch.
You sit down with this woman's family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they seem.
And
all
rabbi?
And
there he is, the
Hasidic
rabbi.
Right, sure. Well, in this one, he decides that he's really, well, he decides to convert, you see.
No, I don't know.
Is he Jewish?
What do you think?
Yeah.
His name is Alan Koningsberg.
Alan what?
I thought it was Woody Allen.
Koningsberg.
I taught in Brooklyn with his sister. What? When he was married to Ruth Glassow. I was friendly
with his sister.
Who's his
sister?
And
we went to see Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
You
were friends with Woody Allen's sister?
Yeah.
Presentable. And we went to see Louise Glassow. She was in the hospital. We went to visit her.
You met him?
Fixes the plumbing, she fixes things.
And this is fixing
and a great mechanic was a woman.
Maybe in New York. I have a former apartment painted.
Well actually I might have.
And my mother when she had the painters come.
Is that such last?
There was a guy in the right. His name was
okay, all right. So come up Thursday
what
night.
Was Sammy the painter or something
okay,
like that.
Bye.
You know, his. You remember the guy who used to paint my mother's apartment?
Yes.
What was his name? Sammy? No. What was it? The paint. She used to call him something the painter.
Peter.
Yeah,
no,
a real
Peter.
Jewish name. Real Jewish name. He would come in.
Strong.
He had no teeth. in his front.
What about Mary the
Wait, woman? Wait. He would come in on a Monday morning, and he would be there all week painting this apartment, and he was pure entertainment. I mean, he just made, my mother was in stitches the whole time he was there. The guy was such a riot. And he did a great job.
Yeah. Hospital Green.
Come on.
Shiny Hospital Green. So.
Well, in those days we did that, but
and
he
did
it.
Over
yeah,
in
the meantime, you come up here and they painted. They didn't know how to paint. They didn't know how to paint in Boston. New York didn't know how to paint.
What about Mary the Woman?
Wait a minute. So, my mother had three friends, three women named, no, she had a lot of friends, three women named Mary. Three in her life, three people named Mary. So, how do you identify them? So, there was, so the woman who cleaned the house,
right.
She was known as Mary the Woman.
Oh, God.
And there was my neighbor next door.
Mary the neighbor.
Her name was Mary Horn.
Right.
And then there was another one named Mary Schweitzer, who she referred to as my friend Mary. So you knew which man. Mary the woman is coming, or did you see Mary Horn, or, you know, Mary, my friend Mary. Mary the woman was a Polish woman who cleaned my mother's apartment for years and years. No one knew how old she was. She must have been 90. And she came to the house on her hands and knees, did floors, windows, you name it.
We don't have a woman who comes and cleans.
She looked like a classic, your classic Ukrainian peasant woman, you know?
I felt so bad for her that I couldn't have her come clean.
My mother had one once who died. I don't know what
she
just died.
It was
that
horrible.
Funny?
My brother came home.
My brother came home. I told you this story. That's what I told you last time I was here.
No, you told me.
Our janitor, when I was in pre-kindergarten, our janitor of our school had a heart attack and died.
Alright, enough of that.
Let's share our own sob stories.
This woman was something else. Built like, you know, tremendous.
But she was small.
She was small, but she was strong and picked things up. And she was there for years. And she had to be. She had grown children of her own who were about 50, 60, or 70. Now, who knows?
Yeah, 75-year-old.
She's come over.
Great, 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 great grandma, Mary the woman.
Do you know Josephine who cleans Auntie's house?
I'm Auntie.
You remember?
I was kidding.
Josephine takes 2 days to clean.
My aunt's apartment, one bedroom apartment.
2 days?
And it's a very slow.
Anyway.
One time, eight people had to sleep there. I had to sleep under the
kitchen. So when we moved into 800 Ocean Parkway, we had to have a paint job.
Was Zell there? It was me, you, and my little
guy. Behind this Israeli painter.
I was in the kitchen.
The guy would be there 8 o'clock in the morning. He'd leave at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the whole house was done, finished. Four rooms, four and a half rooms, done, finished, complete. This guy, I won't give his name. What a difference. I mean, we used to get custom painting.
Israelis are gonna be listening. Jess, you're not supposed to do
and
that.
We moved up to
Boston.
You're supposed
to act natural. Even
you said
it, not me.
I didn't say it,
Jessica.
You said it.
Stop it. In Boston, they don't do a custom job. And they don't do a schlock job. They don't do any job at all, because they don't even know how to open up the can of paint.
Oh.
I painted this thing here.
Dad!
Not
no, that's in the living room.
Not only was he inebriated.
That's in the living room.
His name was Ed. He forgot a whole panel. He was here for a week.
No,
a whole week in the kitchen. And he forgot a few panels. He didn't do the woodwork and all. You know.
That's the living room. He only
took
half
the ceiling. Ceiling. Half the ceiling one day and half the other. And you could see the line.
Yeah, the line. Very nice line. Very nice living around here.
Carol.
You have a super rat.
She's nice. Having the cyber color.
New world.
Pink.
Chartreuse.
Toasted almond.
It was. Clean.
What?
Clean.
No, it's called toasted almond, right? That one?
Toasted almond. It's called clean.
No, it isn't. Mom, is it toasted almond?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is answer. Good.
You did the same thing before.
God, that's because you always do that, too.
Jeff, come get your shoes.
No. I was concentrating on a mouth problem.
Yes.
You concentrating on a mouth problem.
Dad! Why do you think I disavow in school? Because you have no confidence in me, you know that?
Oh, so
what are you giving it to me for? You know, Mr. Colin Ted? He said, look, some people, I'm talking about courses for next year, and he's going, now some people have, you know, certain abilities,
you know,
and certain people have other kind of abilities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then he said, but sometimes some person has gone wrong along the line, you know? That's what happened to me, Dad. One of my teachers went wrong around the line.
Mr. Sharkey.
I have my old school to thank for that. They didn't teach me math until
sixth grade. That's what I am.
I was doing multiplication until sixth grade. Listen, we didn't start fractions until sixth grade. First the first I'm gas that I had from a fraction.
I'm doing polynomials.
Really?
Who's? I don't know fractions.
I'm in 11th grade and I don't know fractions. I was really sad. Because by the time 7th grade came along, my teacher just was like, well, I'm sorry.
Who, Mr. Sharks?
Mr. Shockett. Wait, no, that's just tough.
Yes. We're having a games committee. Okay, and I'm one of the guys on it. Okay.
Wow, what games
even? Okay, we're gonna make this murder. Okay, somebody's gonna die, and we're gonna put clues around the school, and we're gonna say, they have to figure out who killed them.
Dude,
we have a job at home.
Okay.
And you know exactly what that is. You do? No. It's like this thing where you stay over at school and like you do everything on Saturday.
All
right.
Okay.
So. No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And so like we do a lot of things. Like we sing a lot and everything. So like at there's one set time where people have to play games. Get off. And there are people who are in charge of this thing. I'm on the games committee.
And so that's one of the games you're playing.
Yeah, so we're gonna the games committee people will be like the suspects and everything.
Who's gonna die?
Me, Simon, Ezra. Oh, hopefully Rachel or Fenn.
Who's gonna die?
Well, you see, it's me,
Simon. I always got to die in those
games. There are seven people, okay? And they all, alright, so we're gonna do that. And then we're gonna split up the class into a few groups and they're gonna try to solve it.
Wouldn't you know Stephen would be on the games?
You're supposed to lay in the whole park.
You
do it?
Shishi.
What?
Shishi.
Ow! Have you practiced?
Yes. Steve, do
you want some water? No. Oh. No.
I'm
glad. Let me have your water. Let me have your water.
Thank you.
I can't. Mom,
you're so rude.
No. I have much trouble pouring water, actually. Much trouble.
Not me. Hey, come on.
Look at you, Dave. Nice job.
Well, stop fooling around.
Nice job.
General Hospital. Oh. Come on, Dad, get with it.
Stop watching it the week where. I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah. This is Backpack Street Rainy expert on PH.
Wait, when did you stop looking?
When I was a kid, people watched it, but they.
I watched the weekly on vacation. I was sick.
Oh my God! Do you understand what's going on?
Yeah. No, well. All right. Yeah. When she went to that small town,
Lawrenceton.
They got married. Yeah, I saw that. They got married, and then.
Then
they
got divorced.
Well, they never.
Wait a minute.
And then illegitimate child.
Wait a minute.
Heaven's daughters. Sisters,
quiet.
Nephews.
No, that's not true.
They at least had the decency to wait one program, one day, is it a week?
Dad,
is
she it every day? Committed every day. Suicide.
They get married on Wednesday, and they get divorced on Thursday.
Listen to what happened. Right, listen. Right, you know how there's this big secret in the world?
Yeah,
you still don't know what it is.
What happens is that she and Patrick got drunk, and then she walked out.
Stephen, shut up.
Steven,
don't use that word.
Okay.
Especially on tape.
Oh, nope.
Right.
Oh,
don't use it.
Stuck.
She walked out of the middle of Main Street.
It's a flaw of the neighbors.
Okay,
well, anyway. She walked down the middle of Main Street naked.
Okay, and that was everything. You know how she remembered that while she was walking?
Yeah, but why did she do that?
Because she was freaking out. You know how she's
really basically just
not all there.
She's crazy.
She's troubled. She's got some screws loose and marbles lost.
Right, yes.
The whole thing.
Okay, so what happens after they get, so she gets married and she's divorced?
No. She's just saying that.
It's be annoying. Anyway, she's been having troubles with Kevin, and right. Anna Devane thinks that she killed the movie and Neil Johnson.
Right.
And she had this psychotherapy with Buzz.
Right.
Buzz. And he taped it, and she remembered having her hands around the dead man's neck or something like that. And so she heard her saying that. She heard the tape of herself saying that when she was hypnotized.
Right.
And she freaked out. And she took a sleeping pill, she took commandment or something like that. She accidentally left the gas on.
She wanted to heat up
kitchen.
Some water.
She wanted to heat up some water and make some tea, and she fell asleep. And they think she tried to commit suicide, and she's now in the hospital.
Oh, so they put her away?
No, she's in the hospital trying to regain consciousness.
Right, Anna's trying to figure out if she really did.
Anna's still trying to figure out.
But she thinks she was about to arrest her.
Huh?
And then they went upstairs and they smelled gas. And, wow, it's a big dramatic scene.
Well, how do you, I mean, you're at school.
Dad.
Rushing home.
I get home by 3 o'clock every day.
Do you?
Except on
you know, it's a good thing that they don't keep, they don't see what we get.
She stores it all up.
It's a good thing that they don't get what we have in the college dinner because they always...
She's going to apply for college on the application. What stories interest you most? When I went to college, all the kids, you know, you had a list. What books have you read in the last year?
Dynasty.
So the kids wrote down things like
Treasure Island,
Charles Dickens. I went to a sophisticated high school. Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, you know, something substantial.
Mom, do we have one?
Even Nathaniel Hawthorne.
No,
Daddy,
around
can I just tell you something?
They were great.
I watch TV, I watch soaps, you know.
Dad, I enjoyed reading. I mean, we're reading 11 books this semester to my English course, okay?
Yeah.
By the way, Dad, if you don't mind, we have read 4 books already.
That's great.
1 week, we have 1 book.
Is
that all right? I'm reading Great Expectations.
She doesn't ask you. We read Typhoon by Joseph Conrad.
Yes.
Billy Budd.
Oh.
We read 2 poems.
Well, that's a topic yours.
Billy
Budd's first. We read Offline on the Western Front and Candide. And Monday we have to do Rasselas.
I have Great Expectations due April 6th.
Pass the slot.
You better get spotted now.
No, he's giving us 3 weeks to read that.
No, you'll need every one of those weeks.
No, it's fine.
Well, maybe we can find a movie.
Right.
See, you encouraged me watching the movie.
Yeah.
And then
but the Offline on the Western Front is one of the great films.
After you read the book.
After you read the book. It's a classic film.
Watch it from Bush early. It's really good.
It's a dorky. Who is
it?
Did
you give enough sauce in there?
Be careful.
Who is it? Some famous actor.
I got bomb.
Mom, there was a CBS presentation. You know what I think?
I think I've seen
from that movie. Because when I was reading one part of it, I remember seeing it on a movie.
I've seen
the part where his friend gets his leg cut off and they ask him to use the boots, if he can have his boots. I've seen that on a movie.
I've seen that in a lot.
Same boot.
Same leg.
No.
Don't be ridiculous.
We watched Treasure Island film strip today.
That's good.
Wow.
equipment in her classroom.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to use it.
That's not true. I use the overhead projector. Just you have to come and get it.
Ask your kids to go get it, because I mean, I remember.
And they don't come back.
Right,
they
don't
come back. They get lost. They get lost. They have to go out one door and in the other.
It's always fun. I always volunteer. Why do I have to go return the projector?
Yeah, I'm like,
come on, give the students a break.
So you
don't think that Jackie's the headmistress in my class.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. And
she didn't got you.
Isn't she?
Jackie?
Jackie. Fancy.
I knew.
Jackie's the subhead mistress. She's
the
vice mistress.
She's the administrative assistant.
I'm free from French today.
What?
How you doing?
We learned how to say the word of how to gain weight in French.
Maigrir.
And how to lose weight.
Maigrir.
Maigrir is to lose weight, and how to choose. The IR
choisir.
And we also learned how to turn white, how to turn yellow, how to turn red.
Blanchir, jaunir.
What
an actor. Yellow. What was the other thing? Red.
Red.
Right.
We're reading a story.
To blush.
Did you see the new
we read,
book
that's coming
out with them, how to be a good teacher?
Well, give you a recipe from the federal offices and all that.
I think we should
you got it in the mail?
No, to read it?
What does it say?
Follow the directions. 12 steps.
Yeah.
Okay, step
just
one.
Like the military.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What's
one.
The first step?
Step one.
I'm going to even know one.
So.
12 steps. And it's all rote type thing.
Yeah. It's a great philosopher, maybe, but I have a PhD. Knows nothing about education, my opinion.
A couple of articles on it.
Is it important to take physics?
The American czar of education.
Did you take physics?
Yeah, physics is fun. They do a cool pulley.
You did take physics?
You didn't take chemistry and stuff like that, take it. See, the year that I was supposed to take chemistry, they started marine biology. No. Yeah. And geology at school. In Miami. They thought it was very important that we should know about
Yeah,
marine
well,
I took earth science.
God,
only those
guys.
Oh, God, we learn about plate tectonics.
Right.
I
learned
a 20-page paper on that.
Yeah. I remember that.
We're doing introduction to physical science.
Really?
Yeah.
IPS, we used to
and we're doing that. Yeah, we do it too. And we're doing a bench test.
No, because see, I don't.
It's where she's going to take. You know what a social test is? She takes
That's
a
possible.
She takes
Smudge.
She takes
yes.
a jar and she puts all kind of liquids and solids and dissolved solids and everything in it.
She puts dice in there too and stuff.
What?
And you have to separate them and figure out what they are. What
see,
the densities are.
Different generation now. Now you got sludge, right? Environmental pollution. Now they examine the chemistry of sludge. When I went to school and studied general science, the big thing was photosynthesis.
Oh, right.
That's pure photosynthesis. It's weed plants out there in the country.
We learned that in the fifth grade.
We have nothing nice to say.
Aubrey Gravely. We're reading about the pilgrims.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what'd she say? Yesterday.
How the Indians taught the pilgrims how to hunt for clams. And that's one of the things that kept them going through the winter. Clams. So John raises his hand and says, did the Indians teach them how to watch out for red tide?
What's
red
tide?
Well, that's what who invented the Indians, the red tide.
It's a poison that comes from a kind of algae in the water.
Yeah,
because we're so aware of bad stuff in the water. I want to know what they knew about red tide.
Kim's good.
Great class.
No, but to this year,
this is my normal job.
I don't know what courses to take because I want to take so many different ones and I don't know if I want to take.
Are you going to take that history class?
I can't believe it. It really grew.
Hey, little mom, do you want to make that red spaghetti sauce on my nice, beautiful white fisherman sweater?
You didn't eat your fish yet. Eat your fish, Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut up,
Steve.
It's brain food. It'll help you take physics.
Yeah, take physics. They got all kinds of pulleys in physics.
Yeah, it's more than
pulleys. What happened? You got two
screens. You know what he wrote on the sheet? He handed us all this stuff like from Notre Dame, and he handed this pamphlet out from Tufts.
Notre Dame.
He said that you have to be really good in math to take physics honors. I am not really good in math.
Physics honors? Well.
He says you have to have enjoyed geometry. And you
I
enjoy geometry.
Geometry is fun. We had a good time.
We did not. I do not recall we having a good time with geometry, Dad. Remember? Our geometry senior, remember?
Wait, can I tell you what happened today? Rachel went in there, I don't know, and he was in the house office, and she was wearing this bright pink lipstick. And he goes, what did you do to your lips? Were you chewing bubble gum too long or something like that? And she goes, I would rather you not comment on my lipstick. Now, if I can wear this kind of lipstick, she said, if you can dress the way you dress, then I could wear this lipstick.
Whether they're good or not anyway, so.
Talk
a lack of honesty. What then else? I'm gonna, alright, philosophy, seventh semester. Then I'm gonna take French, five. Now if I didn't take physics,
yeah.
I could take painting.
Excellent,
but I
want to
have
you on top.
She says it's good.
And what you get to do is take courses at all those schools out there.
I don't know.